Six Events, CD number 6.
Section 3, The Personal Restoration. Chapter 10, The Significance of the Sequence. In this book, we have examined the six transcendent events of the Restoration as the model that God uses to save and exalt His children. But in reality, there is a seventh event, the restoration of the gospel to each of us on a deeply personal level. In a sense, this is the most significant event of all. Without it, the entire model is nothing but an intellectual exercise, and thus it can never really make a difference in our individual lives. But when this personal restoration takes place, it gives us a new birth, one so real and penetrating that it profoundly affects our thoughts and feelings and behavior. How can the gospel be restored to us personally? How can it be restored to our children and to other people we care about? The word restoration means a bringing back of something we had before. And we all had a knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ before we came to earth. How is this knowledge restored to us in mortality? President Joseph F. Smith once asked, "Can we know anything here that we did not know before we came?" He said that, quote, "All those salient truths which come home so forcibly to the head and heart seem but an awakening of the memories of the Spirit. In coming here, we forgot all, that our agency might be free indeed to choose good or evil, that we might merit the reward of our own choice and conduct. But by the power of the Spirit, we often catch a spark from the awakened memories of the immortal soul, which lights up our whole being as with the glory of our former home." Close quote. Thus the gospel truly can be restored to each of us, but it must come through the instrumentality of the Holy Ghost. Joseph Smith's translation says, "The things of God knoweth no man, except he has the Spirit of God." It is not enough to have membership in the church or to study its doctrines. We must experience a personal restoration by the power of the Spirit. Until this happens, we may think of religion and life as being in two separate compartments. We may be active in the church, but inactive in the gospel. And we may wonder why we don't have the regenerating sense of security and moral courage that others seem to have. I believe that missionary work is a nearly perfect metaphor for understanding how to have the six events of the restoration restored to each one of us. In missionary work, people primarily experience the first event simply in the way the missionaries treat them. They treat them as if they were God's own children, which of course they are. The missionaries give them love when they may not have deserved it. In short, they build identity and a relationship and begin to testify of God, of Christ, and of who the people really are. The second event takes place as the people start to study the gospel to understand how the whole plan of life and salvation revolves around Jesus Christ and His atoning sacrifice, which has to be received by faith and repentance. Then comes the third event of receiving priesthood ordinances by baptism and the gift of the Holy Ghost, and then the fourth event, by entrance into God's church. The people gradually become more and more service-oriented within the church, and also missionary-oriented outside the church, and also temple-oriented to reach their dead ancestry, and also family-oriented in looking to have all of their temple blessings and sealings for their own family, and then for their intergenerational family, and then for the extended family, until eventually it embodies the family of God, the whole human race. Once they receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost in the temple, they have consecrated themselves to God's holy purposes. Then they interpret everything as a stewardship, including children, jobs, possessions, vacations, and everything else. Consecration precedes stewardship. The same process is true in doing home teaching and visiting teaching and reactivation work. And when understood through the divine cultural lens, everything we do in the church and in our lives. So the question becomes, how do we ourselves come to these six events of the restoration? The answer is simply to help other people come to them. It is a clear illustration of the Savior's teaching that only when we lose our life for His sake can we find it. To find our true identity, we find Christ, we covenant, we become actively involved in His church. We work on the three purposes of the church, and we build an intergenerational family that can bear the weight of eternity. One person put it this way, I sought my God, and my God I could not find. I sought my soul, and my soul eluded me. I sought my brother to serve him in his need, and I found all three, my God, my soul, and thee.